upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level.
Welcome, everyone, to the Balance, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We're so glad you're tuning in today, whether you're tuning in to our podcast or our radio show. It's just such a delight that you're here for the beautiful conversation that we're going to have with Natalie Ledwell. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Hey, Rebecca. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, great to have you here. And I just found out we're neighbors, so we could have had this conversation in person at the local coffee shop, but I'm so happy that you're here. And I know we're going to bring a lot of value today. So let me tell my listeners a little bit about your amazing background. So Natalie Ledwell is a best-selling author and co-founder of Mind Movies, a revolutionary online personal development company that has reached over 10 million people globally. She is the founder of the Mind Movies Method Coaching Academy, helping people create the next successful chapter of their lives. She also created an app called Feelwise to help people on their mental health journey. She has a groundbreaking emotional intelligence class entitled Personal Growth Studies, which empowers 5 to 18-year-olds to live fulfilling lives with high self-esteem. So I'm so curious, Natalie, how did you get into doing this kind of work? Give us your origin story.
Oh, well, you know, as all good things, by accident. this is back in 2006. I remember having a monumental moment of frustration. I was sitting at my desk in my office in my home in Sydney, in Australia, and my husband, Glenn, and I at the time, we had four different businesses we were running at the same time. So I'm looking at my bank account and I'm looking at my bills and I'm like, I'm missing some vital piece of information here because I don't get it. Like, we were taking all the action, we were doing all the right things. I mean, I'd been a student of personal development since I was 21 years old, you know, listening to the cassettes and, you know, going to see Tony Robbins and walking the fire and doing all the things. Like, I knew how to set goals and I knew how to, you know, to move forward, but something was missing. And then a friend suggested I go online and order a DVD called The Secret, which talked about the law of attraction. And for me, there's a couple of things that were the missing piece for me. Number one, I realized I didn't need to have the whole plan laid out before I moved towards a specific goal. You know, all the goals I set for myself were quite small because it's like I needed to know every single step. I need to know the plan. But then I realized, oh, you don't need to know the whole plan. You just need to start in that direction and be very clear about where it is that you want to end up. And the other part of it was making sure that emotions were part of every single step of the manifestation process, because our emotions, I realized, are the frequency that we send out into the field or out to the universe. And so as long as we're feeling the emotions of already having these things, then that's going to really help us to become a vibrational match to the things that we need. So then not long after that, a friend approached Glenn and I, and he had this little movie that he'd created, a little slideshow, and it had PowerPoint slides that had affirmations on it and then photos that matched the affirmations and music and a song. And it was like a version of a vision board. I'm like, dude, this is so cool. And so he said to Glenn and I, why don't we start a business? We'll set up a website and we'll sell the instructions so people around the world can make these movies for themselves. And of course, it was a perfect time for it because, like I said, The Secret had just been on Oprah and everyone was talking about it. So, yeah, but I mean, Glenn could hardly turn on a computer. I hadn't even heard of YouTube. I had no idea what that was. And our friend's like, that's all right, I'll teach you. So within a few months of having a little video on YouTube, we had so many people emailing us going, this is changing my life. And I said to the boys, I said, guys, we need to figure out this internet thing. How do you do the internet? Like, this is an important message to get out there. And so we ended up coming to the US in April of 2008. We attended an internet marketing seminar. We got accepted into this guy's mastermind group, and we ended up staying in the US in San Diego for the next 5 months, just working our butts off to launch My Movies to the World. We were being mentored by this guy. All of our friends were internet marketers as well, so we were sort of learning even in social situations. And we were working 10-hour days because we didn't have a lot of money. We had to figure out and, you know, how to do all these things for ourselves. And I went from knowing how to use Word to figuring out how to, you know, edit videos and a whole bunch of other things. So by the time we get to our launch, you know, we've got $120,000 on credit cards, you know, and we've got our fingers crossed that this is going to work. And then we realize, because this is September of 2008, that there's an economic crisis that's hit the planet. And we had no idea because we were so focused on doing this launch. And so there was a couple of nail-biting evenings going into this launch. But in the end, we ended up doing like a $700,000 launch in September of 2008, selling a $100 product, which was basically instructions on how you could create these movies to help you get clear about what it is that you wanted to create in your life, and then all the steps that you needed to take to be able to make that a reality.
That's incredible. Yeah. This is the business called Mind Movies that you started in 2008.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. And now you know your way around the internet world, huh?
A smidge. Yes. Now, we're really lucky because we no longer have a business partner. Ryan left the business a number of years ago. And Glenn and I, no longer a married couple. We broke up in 2013. But we're still business partners and we still work really well in this, in the business together. And I think the key to that is that we have different departments. So I'm the teacher and I'm the face and, you know, I'm the one that creates a lot of the content. And he's the marketing genius. So he looks after all the marketing and the emails and the ads and all that kind of stuff. So it works out really well. It's still a great partnership.
Yes. Well, that's great that you can still work with your ex-husband. Yeah. So what is the number one thing that people miss when they're looking to create the future they want?
Yeah. Well, this is huge. And I kind of touched a little bit on this earlier, which was one of the big takeaways I got from watching the movie, The Secret, is that it's really important that we focus on what our frequency is, what our resonance is. Mm-hmm. And our frequency is determined by our thoughts and our emotions. So before we even think about sitting down and thinking about our goals and where it is that we want to go in life, we have to be in a high level frequency before we do that. So what we find is that when people, you're looking at your life right now, you're not happy with your life, you want something different, but if all you're focusing on is the challenge and the problem that you're looking at right now, more likely than not, you're feeling low frequency emotions, things like frustration or helplessness or desperation or, you know, whatever that is. Now, from that point, at best, you might be able to see yourself out of your current situation, but you don't have the ability to dream big or believe that you can set big goals for yourself and that you can make them, you know, become part of your reality. So we need to get out of these low frequency emotions and we need to get into high frequency emotions. So high frequency emotions are things like, you know, courage, determination, pride, accomplishment, happiness, joy, gratitude, you know, all of these emotions that when you measure the frequency of them, you see that they're high frequency. So from that place, you go, yeah, like, you know, I want to make $1 million. Yes, I think I could do that. If you're looking at your problem of having no money and you're in debt, you can't even imagine that amount of money in your bank account because you're only focusing on the problem. So we need to be there first. Not only do we need to be there before we start, you know, setting our goals, but the goal is that we really want to try and maintain those high frequency emotions as much as we can. Because when we're in that higher frequency, it's what we call flow. Because life is not meant to be hard. And when we're in flow, when we can maintain those high frequency emotions, then not only is everything easier for us, even when challenges show up, which they always do, that's part of life. That's part of, you know, us spiritual beings having this human experience. Part of that is to have those challenges. So when those challenges come up, it's not like it's hands on heads and it derails you from your direction. You just go, oh, okay, didn't see that coming. All right, so what's the solution? How do I get around this? So you're always sort of in that positive frame of mind and that positive energy to keep moving forward and not allow that to detract from the momentum that you're creating. And from that place, yeah, and from that place, it's not just that. You're also attracting all the things you didn't know you needed, you know, because you are just at this high frequency where things are able to come to you quite easily.
So you're saying it doesn't have to be hard work. It doesn't have to be frustrating. We can achieve success with ease and flow.
Yes. And if it is frustrating and you are coming up in sort of hitting your head against a wall, then it's a really good time to kind of take a step back and go, is this the direction I should be heading in? You know, yes. And do some research and go, well, If I wanted to do something that helped me feel fulfilled and do stuff that I really like to do, that I'm really good at, you know, what would that be? And when you start pulling at that thread and looking in that direction and you come across these different ideas and opportunities, if you come across something that really excites you and expands you and you're like, ooh, that is the indication. I'm like, okay, I need to do a little bit more research here. I need to lean into here a little bit more because that indication, that emotion that you're feeling is the barometer of yes. That's a big yes. Let's go down that road and see where that takes us.
You know, I'm so stubborn, Natalie. I moved to LA to pursue acting and I didn't really get a lot of traction. It was closed door after closed door. And it took me 20 years to give up. And I finally gave up and decided to put my desire to be creative and communicate and connect with people into my life coaching business. And it has been so easy and so fun and just going from like glory to greater glory. And it's just so amazing what you say, because some people just don't read the signs. And yeah, it just, you know, I did try to do all the work about visualizing and all the stuff. I just wasn't meant to channel my talent in acting. And now that I'm in my purpose, things are just flowing and they're easy. So when we come back from our commercial break, I want you to talk about how people can find clarity of purpose so they can feel the way that I feel now. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out, overwhelmed, drained, exhausted, frustrated, like Natalie was just saying, to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Come right back because Natalie is going to tell you exactly how to get clarity in your life purpose. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
How clean is the water you're drinking and bathing in? If you call Aquasana Water today, they'll provide you with a free assessment telling you the condition of your tap water. Aquasana sells whole house water filters starting at $1,000. Isn't that worth it to have a 10-year supply of filtered, cleaner water? Aquasana water filters tackle chlorine taste and odor and can reduce contaminants like viruses, lead, forever chemicals, and microplastics, depending on the system you purchased. So make the free call, find out the condition of your water, and make your water cleaner the Aquasana way. It's a smart decision for you and your family and a must for a healthy home. Get a whole house Aquasana water system starting at $1,000 for your entire home. Call and find out the condition of your water with a free water assessment. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. That's 800-925-6029.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. That's 800-628-5675.
Hey there, gorgeous. Quick question. Do you want to look younger, feel stronger, and glow like the star that you are? Of course you do, honey. So here's the deal. Your body wants to age gracefully, but stress, sugar, and time are not on your side. Enter the game changer you didn't know you needed, liquid collagen. This isn't your average powdery, chalky mess. Oh no, honey, this is next level science. Our liquid collagen has a 93% bioavailability rate. Powdered collagen is 30% at best. This means your hair, skin, nails, joints get the VIP treatment. If you want to reduce wrinkles, feel amazing in your body, and turn heads, this is your glow up in a bottle. Don't wait. Your future self is literally begging for this. Click the link in the show notes to grab your bottle today. But hurry, supplies are limited and this kind of fabulous will not last forever. You deserve this. Now go shine like the balanced, beautiful, and abundant star that you are.
Okay, everyone. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. I am talking to Natalie Ledwell, the Queen of Manifestation. And she is telling us right now, so listen up, how to find clarity in your life purpose. How do we find it, Natalie?
Right. Okay. So the first thing is you want to carve out some time so that you're by yourself so that you can go into a bit of a deeper inquiry as to what that might be for you. Now, there's a couple of things that you want to take into consideration. Number one, you want to look back at your work life or your life in general and go, when was I the happiest and what was I doing at that time? You also want to think about, even with work, you go, well, what were the things in my past career or careers that I really enjoyed doing? Then you want to go, okay, well, what am I really good at? And you may even want to ask friends and family the same thing, like, what do you think I'm really good at? What do you think are my best qualities? And you want to write all these things down. Now, when we start on this journey, like some people go, yeah, but I don't know exactly what it is that I want to do. You go, that's fine, because you can already start getting into a place of visualization. And, you know, I think you touched a little bit on it before, Rebecca, when you said, look, you came to LA and those these things that you wanted to achieve, these macro things that you wanted to achieve. Now, you were convinced that the acting was going to be able to create all that for you, but then when you channel that into your coaching business, this is when it all came to fruition. Yes. So along this journey, one of the biggest pieces of advice I can give you is that you have to be in a place of surrender because we cannot be married to how this is going to happen, what it's going to look like, and how long it's going to happen. So how long it's going to take to happen. We've got to release any attachment to any of those things. So once you start to look at those bigger things, you may come up with a list of, you know, and I'll give you my example. I had the four businesses that my husband and I had back in the day. One of them was a network marketing business. Now every other business we had.
I'm in network marketing. Which one were you in?
I was in a company called VM Direct, which is like video email. And I mean, it's not around. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah. And, you know, it's technology, writing's on the wall. Good lesson to learn. Not that we lost anything from it, but let me tell you how that dovetailed into what we do now. So I wrote out all my affirmations. I'm traveling the world. I'm teaching on stage. I'm helping people make money. I'm helping them feel better about themselves. I'm working on the beach from a laptop. Like, I'm like, you know, all these amazing things that I want to do. Now, if someone had to come to me and said, Natalie, see this list? You are going to achieve all of this and more. Your life will be so amazing and you're going to do it through the internet. I would have laughed my butt off because I knew nothing about the internet. I'm like, there's no way it's going to be the internet. Now, if we hadn't been in that network marketing business, we would never have met Ryan. And Ryan was the one that came to us with the idea of Mind Movies. And to be honest with you, in the beginning, we were using the video email tool from this network marketing business to the people that were joining our email list, not knowing that no one ever did that. Like, we didn't know what we were doing, right? So, but because we were using email, we had such a dedicated, loyal list of community because they could see us. We were in video all the time. And I wish I had some of those videos from back in the day because, I mean, I was bumbling around. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just trying to figure things out. But because of that, we had a closer relationship with the people that were in our community. So it kind of worked in our favor anyway. So you can have a macro list of what it is that you want. Maybe you know the industry that you're going to work in, maybe the type of people that you want to help. Maybe you know, like I have the coaching academy that you were talking about before. We teach coaches how to, you know, teach mindset, releasing old limiting beliefs, generic tools like this. But we have some people, like one woman wants to help women who've been scammed online because that was her experience. We have, you know, one guy who's recovering from cancer, and this is the people that he's working with because this has been his, you know, life's journey. So, you know, when you think about, you know, you want to help people, maybe you want to, there's a certain amount of people that you want to help, maybe there's a certain amount of hours and so forth. You can start there with the more generalized things. And then as you lean in and do more research and, you know, and things start to show up for you, that's going to hone itself into a particular, you know, direction for which you'll be moving forward. So it's asking a lot of questions and spending time quietly long enough to be able to hear the answers. Because when you ask a question like that, sometimes it's your intuition that gets back to you. Sometimes it's your higher self. It could be guides or whatever that is. But if you have a practice of doing that, you'll be surprised at some of the answers that can come through for you when you start asking those questions.
That's great advice. You know, I get downloads sometimes in movement too, like sometimes in stillness, but sometimes in like exercise and movement. I feel like I'm like getting my personality, my ego out of the way when I'm moving and I'm more into my body. Yeah. And I get downloads. So I think when you ask questions, just be open to getting a solution and an answer. And I love what Abraham Hicks says about your life purpose is just be open and your life purpose will find you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like I said, we can't be too attached to it. It has to be a certain way.
Yes.
You know, and I think that when you focus more on the macro things that you want, how you want to feel, what you want your life to look like, you know, even something general like I want to help other people, you could start there. And then you go, well, how do I want to help? Who do I want to help? You know, what has been my life experience that I know that I could help people through if they were going through something similar and I could save them from going through that? You know, you can start as big as that and as general as that, and then just start to narrow down. You know.
Now, when people are thinking, I want to make a change, I want to reinvent myself, I want to step into my life purpose and my power, a lot of them, including myself, have limiting beliefs. Oh, I missed the boat. I'm too old. I'm too rich. I'm too poor. I'm too fat. I'm too thin. I'm too funny. I'm not funny enough. You know, what are your tips for overcoming our limiting beliefs?
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about where they come from, because we all have them. And if we've got to this time of our life and we haven't dealt with them before, now's the time where they really start to rear their ugly heads. And so between the ages of, say, 2 and 6, We are prominently in theta brainwave activity. And as this part of our development, we are like little human sponges and we are watching and observing and listening and taking on everything around us. And the meaning that we give to these things is the meaning that our little five-year-old brain, our little six-year-old brain puts to it. So there could be something like you've been told that you're stupid or that you're, you know, pretty, but you're not very smart or whatever that is. You take that on as your truth. It gets stored in the subconscious mind. And then as you get older, that is the lens through which you navigate the world, thinking that you're not smart enough, thinking that you're, you know, that you'll never amount to anything, or thinking that, you know, money's a challenge or whatever that is. And so if you're moving towards a goal, and so if you're going to start this inquiry and figure out what it is that you want, this is when these negative thoughts really come to the surface. Now, for some of us, we've been thinking these thoughts for 30, 40, 50 years. And so they seem quite natural and normal to us. They're our default thoughts, right? But if they are not a thought that is going to propel you forward towards this new the future that you want, then it is attached to a negative belief or a limiting belief or an old program. So my recommendation is that you write these thoughts down when you think them. As you start to write them down and you can see them in the light of day, you're like, whew, okay, I definitely don't want to be thinking these thoughts anymore. And sometimes we're not even aware until we start to write them down. And then you want to think about, okay, well, if I'm choosing to release these thoughts, I want to adopt this thought instead. And this thought is an affirmation. It's an empowering statement. It's what you want to believe about yourself and believe about the world instead of this negative thought. Mm-hmm. Then, as you're going through your day, and then you start to move towards your goal, and you'll find that this negative thought will pop into your head. This is what we want to do when that happens. We want to go cancel, cancel, cancel. Only love exists here.
Mm.
Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, the thing is, these old thoughts are traveling along very strong neural pathways in our brain. So every time we think about money or our self-worth or anything, these are the thoughts that are going to come through to the conscious mind. We're never going to get rid of that that neural pathway, but we do want to create a new one with more empowering thoughts along it. That's going to take repetition. That's going to take a little bit of time because this is how these other neural pathways got very strong. So when you go cancel, 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 it's a pattern interrupt. So it's a pause long enough for you to go, nope, not that one, and for you to remember what the new thought is that you decided you want to replace it with. Now, the reason that we say only love exists here is because what we don't want to do is go, damn it, I wasn't supposed to think that thought, and then start to beat yourself up. That's low frequency emotions. We do not want to go there. We want to make sure that we're staying in love. We know that this is going to take some time and it's going to take some effort in the beginning, but after a while, we won't need to do that anymore because that other neural pathway will start to become strong and those more empowering thoughts will start to become our default.
Beautiful. You know, people who really want to think positive, but people like me who are overcoming perfectionism, You know, it is easy to beat yourself up. It's like, oh, I know I should be more positive. Why am I thinking this negative thought? Why am I thinking in scarcity and not abundance? I'm an abundance mentor and I beat myself up about not being more positive. I'm like, I know better, but that doesn't serve me. It just lowers my vibration. I really like this cancel, cancel, cancel. Only love exists here. It's a way to be gentle with yourself as you're reformatting your new neural pathways. So this has just been so valuable, Natalie. Everyone, we are going to be going to a commercial break in a couple minutes, but when we come back, you are not going to want to miss this because Natalie is going to tell us the six steps to manifest everything, not one thing, not two things, not three things on our vision board, everything we want in life. So you are not going to want to miss this next segment. We are going to be cutting to a commercial break. Thank you everybody for watching, listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're on Everyday Woman TV. We're on the radio. We're on all major podcast platforms. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure you hit that little bell icon so you can be informed when the new episodes come out, because we're on a mission to take people not just to, you know, happiness. We are taking them all the way from overwhelm to balanced, beautiful, and abundant so they can live that beautiful, blissed out life that Natalie's talking about. So hang on for 2 minutes and we'll be right back with the 6 steps to manifest anything you want.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. That's 800-451-8603.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163. 800-590-1163. 800-590-1163. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163.
There are 3 types of people listening to this. The first type reached for their goals and failed. The second type achieved their goals and they were not fulfilled. They wanted more. And the third type achieved their goals at the expense of their health and happiness. Well, I have great news. I am inviting you to enjoy a mindset manifestation mastermind with me at the luxurious Palmaya at Aya Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, white sandy beaches, and you at one of the most luxurious resorts in Mexico, unlocking the life you've been dreaming of. From January 23rd to 26th at the breathtaking 5-star Palmaya at Aya Resort and Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, I am hosting my Manifestation Mindset Retreat. It will be your chance to reset, realign, and manifest your most balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. Imagine mornings filled with transformational workshops, afternoons indulging in spa treatments and lounging by the pool, and evenings connecting with like-minded women under the stars. This isn't just a retreat. It's a total mindset makeover in paradise. You'll leave with the tools to manifest more love, success, and abundance than you ever thought possible. Spots are limited. This life-changing experience will sell out. Go to the link in show notes to reserve your spot today.
Okay. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are talking to Natalie Ledwell, the Queen of Manifestation, and she's about to get into the juiciest part of the interview, the moment that we've all been waiting for. Pull over on the road, get off the treadmill, pause it and get your pen and paper out. Tell us, Natalie, what are the 6 steps to manifesting anything we want?
Right. Okay. So step number one is to be in your happy place. And I touched on this before. You want to be in a high frequency when you are setting your goals and thinking about your future. Now, if you don't have a gratitude practice, I highly recommend that that is a non-negotiable. Gratitude practice can include, you know, a gratitude journal where you're writing 3 to 5 new things every day in your journal. Now, the purpose of this is not just to be writing things in your journal. The purpose of this is to be feeling gratitude when you do it and have that feeling of gratitude emanate out as long as it possibly can throughout your day, okay? Emotions are the key. Every single step that I'm talking about in the manifestation process requires you to be feeling elevated emotions, because this is what the frequency, this is the, what we're putting out to the universe. So it's really important that you do that. So make sure that you're in a really good high emotional place before you go on to step two. Step two is to set an intention. Now, for me, an intention is a line in the sand. This is a no matter what, this is happening. Mm. You know, because we can go, oh, I want to lose some weight. You know, I'm going to start my diet on Monday. I'm going to start my thing on Monday. No, no, no. An intention statement says, this is what I want and this is why I want it. So it's two sentences. It looks a little bit like this. So let's just say that, you know, you want to create a new business that's passion fuel that, you know, that you want to step into. You go, okay, I have an outrageously successful passion-fueled business doing what I love and helping people around the world. Okay, then the next sentence is, this enables me to, and then think about the reasons why you want to do this. Enables me to spend more time with my family, to help the people that I love, to travel, to be able to donate to charities or whatever it is that you want. So you've got these two sentences. This is what I have, and you've got to write it as if you have it now. I have this, and I try to use as many emotional descriptive words in there as I can. This enables me to do this. I write it out, and for the first week and a half, 2 weeks, I stick it on my mirror in my bathroom, and I look at it, and then I recite this to myself. But I recite it to myself looking in the eyes of in the mirror with mm-hmm. so much conviction and so much, like, resolve that I believe it's going to happen. Like, I truly believe with every fiber of my being it's going to happen.
You say it out loud?
Out loud. Okay. I mean, I live by myself, so it's easy for me to do that. So I understand why some people might go, I'm going to wait till everyone goes to work and then I'm going to do it. For me, it's like I'm, you know, I will say it out loud with all the energy and emotion that I can muster, because that in itself already starts to change everything in our field. Mm. Now, remember, everything that we see, we're making this stuff up. We're making it ourselves. We're creating it ourselves. So this starts the wheels moving. Okay, so step number three is to get clear about what it is that you want. Now, I always recommend writing affirmations. We have to write these things as if they're already happening now, because this is what you use for your visualizations, because you've got to visualize as if it's happening now. So there's 5 different types of affirmations that will comprehensively describe this future. Number one, what it is that you want. Certain amount of money, successful business, optimal health, loving, supporting, passionate relationship, whatever it is. Number two, you have to write what life looks like. Now you've got it. How does this change your life? How does it change the life of the people that you love? What does that look like when it's your reality? What are moments that you'll be experiencing once you have the business, the money, the love, the health? Okay. Number three is your why affirmations. So when I think about my whys, I think about a why for the people that I love, a why for the people that I serve, and then a why for me. Okay. And your why can be anything you want. Like, I have a girlfriend of mine, actually I was just with her on the weekend, and she wants a successful business so that she can afford to have a massage every week. I'm like, yep, put that to the list. Like, you know, whatever you want. Okay, so then after your whys, you want to put in some actions here. So do you need to make some changes to your daily practices? Are there certain things that you need to do to be able to get to this goal?
Or are we still step three?
We're still in step three. But okay. So this is getting clear. Mm-hmm. So what you want, what life looks like, why, actions mm-hmm. you need to take, how you need to change the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts have created this reality. So if our thoughts have created this and we want something different, how do we need to change the way you think? Now, part of that is being aware of your limiting beliefs and choosing the more empowering beliefs, add them as affirmations to this list. Okay. And then the last one is, who do I need to become? Powerful. Who do I need to become to step into this amazing new chapter, to hold the space for the people that I want to help? Like, what are my personality traits? Like, how do I change who I am, kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
So once you have a list of all these affirmations, then you can use that in a mind movie, or you can use it on a vision board, or you can just keep the list, because this is going to help you with the next step, step four, which is visualization.
Okay.
You have to be able to see yourself already living this life and feel the emotions of what it will feel like when you're there. So rather than seeing yourself as a character in a movie on a screen, what I recommend is that you live the moment as if it's happening now. So what do you hear? What can you see? What are you tasting? What are you smelling?
Like, well, your five senses involved.
Five senses all involved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do it that way, your subconscious mind doesn't realize it's not actually happening right now. It actually thinks it's a moment happening. This helps you create these new neural pathways with these empowered thoughts that are going to be your new default. So this is important. And the more you can do this, like once you set up that vision, like I used to visualize myself when I visualize my partner, I'm on a beach. I can feel the deck chair underneath me. I can feel the heat of the sun on my skin. I can hear the ocean. I can smell it. I'm holding up a guy's hand. I'm feeling contentment and I'm feeling loved. That was my vision. Now, once I created that, I didn't have to be sitting down with my eyes closed to do that. Vacuuming the house, driving the car. You know, you can go into this visualization anytime you want to. And the more often you do it, the more we're retraining our brain to think that this is our reality, right? Which positively influences our thoughts, which positively influences our actions. So our actions, thoughts, emotions are the trifecta. They are all in alignment with this new future. And then the last one, which we already has stepped on, touched on before, is the
I'm at four, visualization. What's five?
Oh, action.
Action.
And it doesn't matter what you do. There is no such thing as the wrong action, and all action is going to lead you to where it is that you need to go. So just do it. Don't go, oh, no, I need the ducks in a row, and I don't know whether this is the right thing. It's going to lead you to the right thing anyway, even if it's not the right thing for now. Okay.
So you can't make a mistake and you can't fail.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the last one, is surrender. Because if you're doing all those other things, that's all great. And then you just have to release any kind of attachment to what it's going to look like and how it's going to happen and how long it's going to take. And, you know, you just have to surrender into going, everything's happening divinely. When it's supposed to be. And even when things show up that are not things that I want, I surrender into knowing they're happening for my highest good. So what am I learning from it? What do I need to change? Do I need to change direction? Do I need to change my mindset? Do I need to change? What am I learning here? Like what is the purpose of this, you know, event or situation showing up in my life? Because I know it's happening for me. So how am I understanding what that is?
So it requires patience sometimes.
Pretty much all the time. Oh my God. Yes.
Surrender and patience, I think, are, you know, dance buddies, because if you surrender and then you're like, okay, I surrendered. Where's my stuff? Where's my money? Where's my soulmate? Where's my promotion? Where's my dream home? You're like, this stuff doesn't work. Forget it, Natalie. Forget it, Rebecca. It's a bunch of, you know, hocus pocus, BS. Forget it. This manifestation doesn't work. So what kind of advice do you have, Natalie, for people who are feeling impatient to be more in surrender and to trust? Like, do you have any good affirmations or tips for that?
Yeah. My big tip for that is that when you have your gratitude journal, what you also want to add in your journal every day is all the things that went right and all the things that showed up for you that you know was the universe throwing things your way. Mm-hmm. You know, you thinking of someone and then they calling you, or you talking about some kind of opportunity and then someone reaching out and going, oh, I've got this thing for you, or thinking about some kind of resource that you need and then someone going, yeah, I've got this, you know, do you want it? Like, those things happen all the time. And the more that we look for them and the more that we acknowledge them, remember, what we focus on expands, so the more we're going to see that. That way it's your reassurance that you are on the right track, right?
Yeah, that's great advice. I call them God shots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that is like just giving you a little shot, like shot glass, look what I'm doing for you. I just opened up that parking spot. The person you were thinking about called. You needed this to get your business going to the next level and they emailed you. So I call that a God shot. Last question. What should someone include in a description of their best life? They're doing all these awesome methods. They have their purpose. They're doing your six steps. What is the most important thing to include in their description of living their best life?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we went through all those different types of affirmations. You want to really think about what life looks like when you get there. I mean, that's really important because, you know, we can all say, look, I want to be wealthy, but unless you actually understand what that looks like or what that means to you, because it means different things to different people, then you're not going to get excited about it. Because when you visualize and you think about it, if you visualize and you think of a pile of money, yeah, it's a pile of money. That doesn't anything. But if you're visualizing about this beautiful romantic vacation that you're going on with your partner, where you're going to learn how to, you know, make spaghetti in Italy and, you know, go to Tuscany. And like, you know, if you're putting like an actual visual and things to that of what it represents for you, that's when you get excited. And that's what it makes it easier for you to get into these elevated emotions and to maintain that, because you're like, yeah, that's what I want. That's, you know, and so like I said, when you're resonating and maintaining that high frequency for most of the time, that's when you start to see these opportunities and things and these God shots that maybe you would have missed before. You know, it's when you, something will come along when maybe you might have dismissed it because it's not the way you thought that this vacation might show up for you, but something shows up and you're like, ooh, I wonder, that could be a possibility. I never thought about that before. Like, it puts you in that place where not only are you in flow, but you're really open and receptive to all these other ways that abundance can show up for you. You know, abundance, for you to go on a vacation to Italy might not necessarily mean it takes money. That could be a component of it. But, you know, you may also meet someone who's Italian and goes, oh, my God, you know, my family has a villa in Tuscany. I'm happy for you to go there and hang out for a week or something. You know, like, there are so many different ways that this can show up, and it's not just the way that you think it has to happen. You know, that was my challenge before. It's like, well, if I can't see the exact plan, then I don't believe it's going to happen. And that was what was cutting me off from the flow of the universe, because it's like I had to have it a certain way. But when you can be open to going, well, let's see how this will happen, because, you know, ideas are abundance. Yes, money is abundance, but so is friendship, so is connection.
Yeah.
There are so many ways that abundance can show up for you. So you want to be open to all the ways and be receptive. And this is probably the other thing that most people could get a little uncomfortable with, that I know this was a big thing for me, because this is another part of the manifestation process, is receiving. Being open to receive.
Yes.
And all things, offers, ideas, contacts, God shots, like all different kinds of things. And if you want to get yourself to a place where you're comfortable receiving as well, and that's what keeps that channel open.
Being open-minded and open-hearted, because once you start doing these techniques and being aware of manifestation, then it's about being open-minded and open-hearted and having that abundance mindset and knowing that all things are working together for your highest good, and that you live in a friendly universe where things are actually happening for you, not to you. and that you get to have everything you want. Yes. So Natalie, this has been such a great conversation. Thank you for being a guest on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. How can we stay in touch with you?
Yeah. So mindmovies.com is my main website that you can go through to find out all about my movies and the programs that we have there. And then if you're interested in the app that we spoke about earlier that helps you to regulate your emotions and open up that conversation around emotions with your family and friends, go to feelwiseapp.com and it'll give you a whole bunch of information there as well.
Amazing. Thank you, Natalie. It was great meeting you. We've got to meet in LA. We're neighbors.
We will.
From each other. So we're going to have to meet up for coffee soon. Everyone, this has been another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. Whether you're listening on the radio, on the TV, or podcast, we're so happy you're on the journey with us and with me, Rebecca Whitman, your host. I am so thrilled to take you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Don't forget to leave a review. Don't forget to share this with a friend. And we'll see you next time. If you're listening on the radio, we'll see you Wednesdays at 8 a.m. on 1010 The King. And if you're listening to podcasts, we're available 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Have a great day. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Hey, you. Ready to make 2025 the year that you actually keep those resolutions? Let's get real. Most goals fizzle out by February, but not this time, not you. Why? Because I've got something that will set you up for success like never before. Join me for my complimentary New Year, New You workshop on December 29th at 12 p.m. Pacific. We're talking next level confidence, clarity, and the tools to make your wildest dreams come true. Oh, and did I mention your free gift? Every attendee will get 21 customized affirmations handcrafted to help you crush your goals and step into the most magnetic version of you. This isn't just another workshop. This is your launch pad to an abundant, sexy, aligned life. Don't miss it. Just click the link in the show notes to save your spot now. Start your year with intention because 2025 is yours for the taking. New year, new you, new possibilities. Let's make it happen. I've been grinding, yeah, I'm on my way. No time to stop, got moves to play. Goals in sight, I'm taking aim. Every step, I'm changing the game. Feel the fire, yeah, it's burning bright. Pushing limits, reaching new heights. No excuses, I'm all in. Turn it up, let the race begin. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along. Pushing limits, reaching new heights. No excuses, I'm all in. Turn it up, let the race begin. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last.